If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If he does end up buying all of Twitter and he agrees to let people come back on that spread lies.
You can't handle the truth. No truth handler you. Bah, I deride your truth handling ability.
A good sign as to whether there is free speech is someone you don't like allowed to say something you don't like.
You gather your family around and tell them all the ways they have disappointed you over the past year.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We understand that the TSA is going to extend that mask mandate.
Are you comfortable with your passengers dropping masks now?
I think our customers are comfortable dropping masks. I think our employees are tired of wearing masks. Our employees, especially on board those flights, are tired of policing masks.
There's a lot of bad karma attached to tattling. Nobody likes a tattletale. Nobody.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I won't say my heart feels like an alligator today, but it's pretty close. I'm really happy about what's going on today. I don't know whether I'm more excited about the fact that Elon Musk is trying to free Twitter of its far-left totalitarian shackles, or by the reaction of the state-run media and the Democrats. But I repeat myself, it's the same thing. You know, it's just so crazy. Think about your own personal life, you know, how long you think about buying something. Sometimes really small items, like a coffee table book or a new pair of pants. You know, you go to the store, you look at it online, and you say, do I really want to spend $30-$40 on that? And Elon Musk, he buys 9.2% of the stock of Twitter, and then they offer him a seat on the board, basically to shut him up and stop him from engaging in his mischief, as Axios put it today. He backs out on Saturday and says, "Nah, I don't want to be on the board." And today is Thursday, and he's announced that he wants to buy the whole company, not $40, $40 billion. Plus. And it's just great. And the fact that they are now losing their collective minds, and they are really showing themselves for what they are, the deep state and the media. They're already going after Tesla, his company, his electric car company, which has made him the world's richest man. And they're saying, oh, you know, this is going to destroy democracy, by which they mean it's going to destroy Democrats. They have no answer to this. They're really showing their true stripes by the fact that they don't believe in free speech. They just don't want anyone to have any chance to speak truth to power. That's what they used to say. You know, we're about speaking truth to power. Now they consider themselves the truth, and no one else has any right to speak truth. If you want to speak and you disagree with them, it's misinformation, it's disinformation, it's hate speech, or it's all of the above. And Elon Musk just says, "Hey, enough of this." And now they're going to make him out to be the next Donald Trump, a giant boogeyman. The guy was born in Africa, okay, and he's an American citizen. Do you know what that makes him? In my book, makes him an African American. So are all these people that are criticizing him, all the blue check marks, are they engaging in hate speech? They're going after an African American, aren't they? Isn't that what it comes down to? And he makes electric cars. I thought they loved electric cars. I thought electric cars, EVs, were going to save the planet. You know, I always thought of him as kind of a hustler. You know, the fact that he gets these big subsidies from the feds. But now, you know, I really like the guy. And another thing, too, is he smokes weed. You know? I mean, I thought that was, I thought that made him good people, doesn't it? There wasn't he on Joe Rogan smoking a big bone? You know, but he's just, he can't be pigeonholed, apparently. And so they he must be destroyed. He's like Donald Trump. First there was George Bush, who was basically a Democrat, let's be honest. Then there was Donald Trump, who used to be a Democrat. Now there's Elon Musk. Yeah, I mean, if he pulls this off, he will be Donald Trump. He will be the Uber Donald Trump. They are so angry about this. You should see these tweets. I mean, you got this guy like Max Boot talking about he works for the Washington Post. Okay, the Washington Post has been writing, even before this announcement today that he's going to make a bid for all the shares. The Washington Post was saying that we have to stop all the channels of communication from getting into the hands of rich people, which is pretty rich in itself, considering that Jeff Bezos is the second richest guy in the world. But that's okay, because he's on the team. He's woke. So he can be entrusted with this great civic responsibility, whereas Elon Musk believes in freedom of speech, so he's an enemy, you know. And the Axios, which is to the deep state what Radio Moscow was to the Soviet Union, they're saying that he is like a superhero villain. He backs freedom of speech. He supports the First Amendment. He thinks that everyone has a right to their own opinion, which I never thought this would be on the table in the United States, but now it's considered domestic terrorism. There was this one woman from Reddit. She used to run Reddit. She went to Princeton, Harvard Law School, Harvard Business School. She was saying today, well, you know, this is all about the free speechers. She's making it seem like it's a pejorative to be described as being pro First Amendment. You know, first you were a Holocaust denier, then you become a climate denier because you say, you know, I'm looking at these charts. These charts don't. There's no global warming. Nothing's changed, and then you become a climate denier. So now you are a free speecher. Not allowed to be a non-free speecher. How about the left was all for freedom of choice when it came to abortions. But now, if you are for freedom of choice for vaccinations, COVID vaccinations, that now you are an enemy of the state. It's just amazing. I am so glad to see somebody move in and just tip over the whole table. I was thinking about this. There's a famous novel, used to be famous, and then it became a movie, a sort of a cult movie, The Magic Christian by Terry Southern. He was a good writer back in the day. And I'm just looking at the plot of A Magic Christian. But it's about a guy named Guy Grand. The Magic Christian today is Elon Musk. Guy Grand is an odd billionaire who spends most of his time playing elaborate practical jokes on people. A big spender, he does not mind losing large sums of money to complete strangers if he can have a good laugh. Does that sum up what's going on right now? It's perfect. It's perfect. 844-500-4242. This is going to be most of the day today, is talking about Elon Musk. It's just so good. We'll get into Frank James and some of the other idiocy going on. You wouldn't believe what Joy Behar said. I mean, how dumb she is. I mean, she could be dumber than Kamala Harris or Joe Biden. And that's saying a lot, isn't it? But we're going to get to all of that. But first of all, 844 500-42-42-617. He's completely pulling the rug out from under them, and they are disoriented. They thought he, you know, they thought he was one of them. And he had the the EVs. But now he's betrayed them. He's gone rogue. I got to tell you one last story. This is the power of Twitter. Last night I was at Mar-a-Lago. You know, I left early. So I'm there with the clients, and Chris Ruddy is there from Newsmax with some friends of his, including the former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee. And so it's a buffet, and I'm getting the buffet, and Trump's walking the other way, and so he has to walk by me. The Secret Service has stopped me, so I say, "Hey, President Trump, good to see you." All that, and I just talked to him very briefly, you know, just passing conversation, and he says, "Hey, I'm going to be on Hannity tonight at 9 o'clock. I'm thinking to myself, you know, in the old days, he would have just gone. 70 million people would have seen it. 70 million. I mean, it's a powerful media. Very powerful. You know, I mean, you and I can talk about it. I've tried to get off it with, you know, going to Getter. I'd go to Truth Social if it worked. But it hasn't worked out so far. And you're forced to be on it, and if you're not on it, whether you're Trump or the Babylon Bee or Tucker or any of these people or any of these physicians that have been banned for promulgating heresy about COVID and the panic, they're rendered much less effective socially and politically if they're not on Twitter. It's just the way it is. And that's why I'm so happy what's going on. I would be willing to invest. If he needs proxies, I'll buy a few shares. I don't know about you. That's one of the questions. I thought about making it the poll question. Would you buy some Twitter shares and then just give him the proxy if he needs that to succeed, if they try to hamstring him, the Democrat agencies that will be trying to preserve the deep state hegemony? I would be willing to do that. I think millions of people would. All right, 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other investment savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment, which includes, of course, foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt. The D.C. Democrats' only plan, print more money. How's that one been working out for you? At the supermarket, at the gas station. It's Jimmy Carter all over again. Stagflation, the misery index, you know the routine. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time to diversify, and that means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you, too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Okay, sometimes I make the poll question something a little bit different than the main topic, just so we can kind of keep it in the news. And that's what I decided to do today with the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. So you may have seen that the White House says they're going to give another $800 million in aid, military assistance to Ukraine. And that got me thinking about this poll question. So what's the poll question, Taylor? What are the results thus far?
Who needs U.S. military assistance more in order to repel an invasion? Ukraine or Texas?
Texas!
94% say Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. The invasion that's affecting and destroying Texas and the entire Southwest is going to have a lot more effect on my life than the invasion of Ukraine, I think. No, I don't think there's any question about that. And I would prefer, you know, Joe Biden. Oh, he's going to go to Kiev. Hey, how about he goes to McAllen, Texas? Even El Paso, where Kamala went. 844-500-4242.
Will you send senior officials to Ukraine?
Well, we're making that decision now. Thank you.
Who would you send?
What was the reason?
Are you ready to go?
Is he talking to Major?
Yeah. Hey,
Again, Elon Musk is going to be the big story today on Twitter, but we're going to try to get somebody on from Judicial Watch tomorrow to discuss the major papers. It's a major story at the White House. The major bit Secret Service agents 8 days in a row. 8 days in a row. He ruined the suit of one of them. He bit through the coat, destroyed the coat, and punctured. Broke the skin of a Secret Service agent when the Secret Service agent wrote a report asking for the coat to be replaced by the Bidens.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
The Secret Service agent was reprimanded for laissez majesté, I guess. You know, how dare you try to punish the Bidens? But imagine if your dog bit cops 8 days in a row. What do you think? You think the dog would be there on the third day? Probably not on the second day. 844-500-4242. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
$800 million for the Secret Service's war on Major. Hey, Howie, I'm thanking God that you still have your free speech, and kudos to you for figuring out a way to get paid for it. But if Musk takes over, and we can actually get our point of view across, imagine the power that we'll have again. Imagine.
I agree. This is a really pivotal moment, I think, if he can pull this off. And I don't know if he can or not. You know, the fact is that Tesla relies heavily on those government subsidies for each vehicle. And they're going to come after him with everything. You know, it's like Schumer said, you know, when Trump was inaugurated, he said, they're going to come after you six ways from Sunday. And he knew because he was part of the outfit, you know, that was coming after him. They will do, I hope Elon Musk is as pure as Caesar's wife. Or, you know, I know he's not pure. You know, he likes women, he likes drugs. But, you know, that's kind of already on the table. I hope there's nothing else out there.
He smoked once and you're labeling him a weed smoker. He smoked that once.
You think that's the only time he's ever smoked pot?
I don't think it's the only time, but I don't think he's a regular user of cannabis.
Yeah, but, you know, It just depends. It will be made to appear that he is a drug user. It will be made to appear that he is a womanizer.
Couldn't he say that you're a drug user then?
Of course he could. But I'm somewhat below the radar screen. There's only so far I could advance in society, Taylor, given my record.
There's not much further to go. You're hanging out with Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
Trump's off Twitter, okay? He's banned. That's the whole point of what I was saying. Instead of just like hitting the button and 70 million people see it, he's going around. Hey, Howie, I'm going to be on Hannity tonight. Hey, Chris, I'm going to be on Hannity tonight. Mike Huckabee, I'm going to be on Twitter. You know, tell your daughter. She's running for governor. We've survived, but we're in exile. Don't you get it? It's different. That's why he wants to come back. It's okay with me. I like being at Mar-a-Lago. I'll settle for that. I'm happy. I think some people want more than that. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, I always try not to be hysterical. You know, whether I'm behind the microphone or just in my personal life. I guess the people, the blue check marks on Twitter, they didn't get that memo about, you know, hysteria is not a good look. This is a guy named David Levitt. He's from Providence, Rhode Island. No idea who he is, but he's got a blue check mark. If Elon Musk successfully purchases Twitter, it could result in World War III and the destruction of our planet. No hyperbole there. David Rothkopf, who I've never heard of either. We are the assets of Twitter. If we walk out the door the moment Elon Musk takes it over, it is nothing. And I can tell you, I, for one, have no desire to participate in the social engineering experiment of that particular out-of-control megalomaniac.
No, we can't lose you. We need you.
Dave Rothkopf, say it ain't so, Dave.
What will we do without you, Dave?
The only thing I'm surprised at is that Dave Rothkopf doesn't have the Ukrainian flag as his avatar or whatever you call it.
You know which one I think is the funniest, Howie? Hold on, I'm trying to find it here. Okay, the funniest one had to be from the Washington Post. Okay, they wrote...
Oh, I saw that. That was even before this.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah.
It's still amazing.
Go ahead, read it.
Musk's appointment to Twitter's board shows that we need regulation of social media platforms to prevent rich people from controlling our channels of communication. That's from Jeff Bezos's Washington Post. Like
don't confuse Jeff Bezos, the Dr. Evil's Washington Post, with The Atlantic, which is owned by Steve Jobs' widow, or the Boston Globe, which is owned by the trophy wife of the owner of the Boston Red Sox, who is worth $4 billion.
Howie, yeah. I'm on a thread of certain reactions. You want me to read a couple?
Sure.
If you've read any of these, I apologize. I was printing stuff out. Michael Volpe. Also blue check, don't know who he is.
Grace, you must be very disappointed it took you a decade to get a blue check when all these non-entities have the blue checks.
Well, also the blue check, I have to say, it takes away a little bit of fun because if you ever tweet about someone, the chances that they'll see it are a lot higher and then they end up responding, which isn't always the best. Michael Volpe wrote, Elon Musk buying Twitter is the end of the world, basically. He'll amplify every extremist right-wing Nazi he can find.
It's the end of the world?
End of the world.
Jerry, can you give me a pack of Pall Malls if the world's ending? I want to have a few good cigarettes before we go out. There's no need to be not smoking anymore.
Another blue check, Matthew Rosa writes, if Elon Musk allows Trump back on Twitter, it will be a death blow to the free world. Trump's big lie will spread like a virus. I discussed the danger of Trump's big lie for Salon. Like Hitler's big lie, it must not be normalized, lest fascism return.
Now, what about the Russian collusion hoax? Was that a big lie or was that a small lie? How about saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian collusion? Russian disinformation.
I just don't understand how they have like no sense of irony with anything they write.
You know, Grace, I tweeted out yesterday that chart from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's a deep state agency, federal agency, about the rate of inflation going up. You know,
yeah.
when Biden became president in January 2021, I just tweeted out their own chart. And you should see the responses under that. Horrible things that I was accused of.
People
and
are
it happens every time with all these people. And nothing ever happens to them. And I'm not demanding that they be taken off Twitter. It's part of the what did the... Musk call it? It's the town square.
Yeah.
You know, people can heckle you and accuse and tell you to do things that you can't physically do.
You know what's all? You know what's a really good like litmus test for if someone is Trump deranged is if they say, "I'm all for free speech, but you don't have to hear the second half of the sentence."
Right.
Because you really don't need a but. You really don't. Like, if you're confident in your ideas and you're confident that your ideas will be better than someone else's and that you can debate them and that you can hold your own, then you don't have to add a but to that. You can just say, "I'm all for free speech."
Yeah.
Full stop, as AOC would say. Full stop. But they're terrified of anyone getting an idea out that they don't like, that changes the narrative. And it's pretty amazing, Howie. I brought this up today, but I was thinking about it all week. When you really consider how much control the left has had over Twitter, over social media, over these platforms, it's insane how even so many conservatives have prevailed in getting their message out to a lot of people. Like, that really restores my faith in voters and in people in general, that they're paying attention. Well,
how many times before you and I both got off YouTube, how many times did we come in the morning and Taylor would say, "You guys are off YouTube for another 2 weeks." And we'd both go, "What did we do?"
Yeah, it's like, "Oh, we talked to a doctor."
In a couple of cases, I was interviewing a physician, an ophthalmologist in this case, who writes on social media, and we were discussing, again, the deep state's own statistics from the CDC. And we didn't come up with any conspiracy theories. We just discussed their own numbers. And I got a 2 week vacation, and you got a 2 week vacation.
But Howie, how about like Joe Scarborough saying that, you know, and it's a common talking point now, is that because Trump thought his election was stolen, that can't be allowed on Twitter. Well, in that case, should Hillary Clinton be tossed off Twitter? Should Stacey Abrams be tossed off Twitter?
What about 2004? Jim McGovern. He's another one of these guys who's all the guy, congressman from Worcester, Massachusetts. He's always talking about January 6th, but he objected to the certification of the Electoral College vote in 2005. He claimed the election was stolen from John Kerry. Should he be banned from social media?
And by the way, if we're worried about health disinformation, should the CDC and Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Fauci, should they be all banned from Twitter? Because they've been wrong more times than I can count on two hands.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you want to say, just take one. Fauci can't be right about saying you don't need a mask. You need one mask. You need two masks. He can't be right about everything, right? So you can ban him for one of those things. How about the fact that the CDC has ruled that they can take away Title 42 to let in another surge of machete-wielding, fentanyl backpack-carrying illegal aliens across the Rio Grande because there's no need there's no more problem with COVID. But at the same time, they're also saying that you and I, citizens who pay taxes, have to wear masks on airplanes because it's still a problem. So you can ban both of those statements can't be true. So why don't you ban CDC and Fauci and Walensky from Twitter for disinformation, misinformation, hate speech, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, and just another thing I want to point out is there are issues that happen politically and just culturally in the world where there's a lot of different points of view, and
there's gray
area, there's nuance to it. This isn't one of them. Like, you're either for free speech or you're not for free speech. You don't get to be for it sometimes when it benefits you. It's a very easy thing to be consistent on. There are things that are hard to be consistent on, you know? Like, you get an example of something years down the road, you go, "Oh, I'm kind of changing my mind on this." This is not one of those things. It would be very easy for these people not to come off like major hypocrites, but they're terrified that they are going, and Jack Posobiec said it today, Howie, on my show. He said when they say that they're worried about democracy dying in darkness or democracy dying because of a lack of censorship, what they really mean is liberalism. They're scared of liberalism will not survive people getting out their ideas. And I think they're right, because their ideas suck so bad that people being able to tweet about it might actually collapse their whole system.
I just keep looking at this thing from David Levitt, whoever the hell he is. If Elon Musk successfully purchases Twitter, it could result in World War III and the destruction of our planet.
The structure of our planet.
I would say, you know, in another time, Grace, someone would take that into court and say, Your Honor, this man needs 90 days observation at the local facility.
No, I agree. I agree. They're unhinged. And every time they just melt down.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what this is all showing us? Maybe these people need to take a couple days off of Twitter. You know, maybe that would be the first step. And I don't believe anyone who says, oh, I'm going to leave. Oh, like you were going to move to Canada, like you were going to move to England, like you were going to go to Mexico if Trump won. That never happened. And by the way, all these people telling us they're going to leave, is that a promise or a threat?
Cher said she was going to move to Jupiter, and I don't think she meant just north of me.
No, I don't think she was going to go to Florida. That would be dangerous. Howie, by the way, did you see this story really quickly here, and then I'll let you go, but did you see this story from the New York Post about the Secret Service being bit by the Biden's dog Major?
Yeah, we're gonna try to get somebody on from Judicial Watch tomorrow to talk about this.
Yeah.
It's a good Friday story, I think.
It's interesting, though, how he was complaining about his jacket being torn, and he sent in a complaint to the Secret Service, and they basically were upset that he was using excessive detail.
They reprimanded him.
Yeah, I think that's
code
for...
Talk about blaming the victim, right?
No, totally. And his dog seemed like it was out of control. And if they'll lie to you about the dog... They'll lie to you about everything.
What is Jen Psaki lied about that, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And Stephen Nelson from the Post asked her
about it. Why isn't she banned from Twitter? If everybody who lies publicly is banned from Twitter, there's no need to buy Twitter. It's out of business.
Yeah. No, I agree.
The only ones that'll be left there are you and me.
Yeah, Lord knows Joe Biden can't stay on there. He lies hundreds of times a day.
He was lying this week about being in the crick bed.
He was lying this week about you can't buy a cannon. That's right. Just a basic lie. That's not even one of his more nefarious ones.
Yeah, and you have to go to McDonald's to get on the line. No, you don't go. Joe, that's why you go through the drive-thru window, because nobody wants to go on the line anymore in McDonald's.
Howie, that's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. As Marilyn Monroe said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Every girl dreams of having a stunning pair of diamond earrings, but the price and fear of losing them stop many people from buying them. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot it sold out midweek. Don't hesitate. You can get a 1-carat stunning diamond alternative pair of earrings for only $79. Yes, that's right. Each one is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 carats for only $79. The quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL earrings have 106, twice as many. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. Grace has a pair, and she can't get over how real they look.
I love these earrings, Howie. I have a pair that have the gold vermeil setting, but you can also get them in silver, and they're just really awesome to have because you can wear them and you can enjoy them. They look real. You get so many compliments, but you don't have to be terrified about wearing them and losing one. In the summer, you can wear them in the water. You can do whatever because they're at a reasonable price, and you can actually enjoy having them. And also, they're a great Mother's Day gift. We had this deal during Valentine's Day, and I got so many messages from husbands who were just messaging me and saying, good job with the Diamond XL, because their wives were very happy.
These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have over 8 million satisfied customers. They come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. Don't forget Mom. You will be the favorite this Mother's Day. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's diamondxl.com, code word Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
Bobby Orr.
Howie Carr is back.
been on a lot of university campuses. Matter of fact, for 4 years, I was a full professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
That's disinformation. That's not true. That's the big lie. That's today's big lie, or this afternoon's big lie. Is he going to be banned from Twitter? We'll have more of that later. Joining us now is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, and he joins us every Thursday at this time to discuss the financial markets. Kevin, I have to ask you, first of all, is Elon Musk going to be able to pull this off, and what kind of roadblocks can they throw up in his path?
Well, obviously, the roadblocks are going to be because they don't want free speech on the internet. Imagine if Trump runs again, just saying in 2024, and all of a sudden he's got a clear path to use Twitter to get his message out there. They don't want that on the other side. And at the end of the day, I don't think that Musk really wants to pull this off. I think this is a media blitz thing to kind of draw attention to free speech, and I don't think it's going to get carried out. I just don't believe it's going to happen.
But could he do it, or would he need to, or the SEC say, well, you can't take it over, it's too important, and then he could he run a proxy campaign? I guess what I'm asking is, could he ask people like you and me and the listeners to just buy stock and then sign over the proxies to him?
That's an interesting twist. I guess that's possible, but there's still going to be an SEC inquiry, regardless if you and I bought stock and then turn it over to him. There's still going to be some regulators calling him out to make sure that's not at risk, so to speak, of an important tool. It's a great tool for anybody in the world to be able to utilize and put their words out there.
Well, I'll tell you, if he needs help, Kevin, I'm going to be sending you some money, and you're going to have to buy some shares for me. I'm not going to put in $40 billion, but I'll buy $1,000 worth for sure. At least.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so what's going on in the markets this week other than the Twitter war?
Yeah, markets are closed tomorrow for Good Friday, so it's going to be a long weekend, and markets overall are down today again. And partly because the Treasury rates and the interest rates continue to climb. You're finding the 10-year, which is really affecting the markets, at 2.8% today. What that all looks like is rates are going higher. I talked with a real estate guy this morning here, a client in the office doing a review, talking about mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are now 5-6% on the FHA loans. So, you know, you're starting to push people into another payment bracket, and it's not going to bode well if it continues higher.
And their excuse now is, well, maybe we're close to peak inflation. That's today's alibi. Do you believe that?
Yeah, that's today's news. You know, I'm kind of on board with that a little bit, Howie. We're still going to have hot inflation, but at 11%, the PPI numbers that come out day before yesterday, I don't know if it can get higher than that. I shouldn't say that probably, but we're probably at peak.
Never underestimate Joe's ability to bleep things up. That's a quote from Barack Obama that we're all familiar with at this point because we're living in it.
We are. And again, unless the policies change, we're not going to change direction anytime soon, for sure.
So what do you got to offer the listeners and the viewers today, Kevin Frisbee?
You know, today I'm going to give away the Portfolio X-Ray. We talk about it in the past. You know, it's a way to look at what you currently have for investments, make sure that the risk is not too high, particularly going forward in the next several months, and just get yourself on the right path and have a second opinion with no obligation.
All right, so how do they get that, the Portfolio X-Ray, no obligation?
Yeah, two ways. They can call us up, the 800-989-9100, or they find us online at frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled I-E, benefits with an S. And again, no obligation, Howie. We have a lot of Howie Carr callers that have taken advantage of that, and some of them come in and done some things with us, and some people took that information and went off and very happy about the service that we give them.
Yeah, I don't check my Frisbee investments, but I do check my 401k very, very often. And at one point, I was down below 4% losses for the year, but now I'm up again close to 6%. We don't seem to be reaching peak loss yet on my investments.
You know, that could be true. We still could have some downside to go.
All right, Kevin Frisbee, give us the toll-free number one more time.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Kevin Frisbee, I'm Howie Carr.